Welcome to Refirement Life, the podcast for anyone navigating life transitions or planning to make life transitions to ensure your next years are your best years. Listen in for insightful, generous, and sometimes humorous conversation. It's time to get fired up with Christine Zamuda and Muge Wood, your hosts for this latest episode of Refirement Life.
Episode 46. Today we are going to talk about the 8 sources of awe and what it does for us. But first, hello, Muge. How are you today?
Hello, dear Christine. I am doing wonderful. I am actually very thrilled about this episode because I think it can do a world of good for us. And also what's on my mind right now is Wimbledon, which is going to start next week. I can't wait to dedicate myself to tennis for 14 days. That is watching from my couch. So doing well.
Yeah, and some of those shots that you experience through watching really do provide a sense of wonder and awe. Like, how did they get to that ball?
It does. It does. And their legs are still intact after after doing that split.
Right.
So, yes, it does. Yes, it does, for sure. It's very inspirational.
Yeah. There was another little finding that you uncovered last week. So before we get deeply into our topic, we like to do a little reflection. And you discovered a history-making and history-breaking 71-year-old beauty pageant contestant, only in Texas.
Only in Texas. So, I am not very big on beauty pageants. I think it's fine for people who want to compete, who find attractive. So it's not really my thing. But, you know, I was reading this article and it said, with the Miss USA, the age limit is 28. Mm. So you have to be at least 18 and then you age out of it at 28, which is pretty early. So yeah. Recently, age limits have been removed. And in Texas, actually in Houston, a woman with the name Marisa Tejo at the age of 71 competed for Miss Texas USA. And I found that to be most inspirational, groundbreaking, challenging our notion of limits. She looked fantastic to begin with, but also I think why she went for it in her own words. She says in doing so, she hoped to inspire women to strive to be their best physical, mental selves and the notion that there's beauty at any age. So just love that notion. I think it is very inspirational. Beauty certainly comes in all kinds of ways. But I think once we remove or challenge the limits we place on ourselves, especially imposed by others, we can become even more limitless. So love her spirit, your courage to go for this.
That's amazing and quite shocking that 28 would be the age limit for a talented, beautiful woman in the past. That's right.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. I didn't even know this was the limit. That's like shorter than the life of a butterfly. Like you are expired. The message it sends, I think, is pretty bad. So I'm glad the limit is removed. However, I would probably guess when they removed that limit, they didn't expect a 71-year-old to make an entry. So yes. So good on her.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see what happens next year, right? I mean, because she's gotten a fair amount of press, which might have hopefully inspired others to say, hey, I can do this too.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's the whole point of going first and trailblazing it for others. And of all things, this was in Houston. I loved it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I was curious too, you know, are there any pageants for men? And I was wondering, you know, we're always an equal opportunity kind
right.
of podcast and try and do some research that'll help, lots of people who might be listening. And, you know, I guess the big male pageant is Mr. Universe. The last winner that I remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think he was, I wonder how old he was, actually. I bet he was, I bet he was probably older than 28.
At that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to look it up. I want to say he could have been in his 20s, but that was his debut to the world stage, right?
That's right.
From Austria. And the physical prowess, strength, bodybuilding, mm-hmm. weightlifting notion. I think what's interesting about that, not only that led to his Hollywood stardom and everything else that followed, I think it may have inspired also a wave of fitness. Mm-hmm. For people to get attracted to, you know, from a health purposes, I think it's fantastic. If all you do is for your looks, I guess that's okay too. But that was an inflection point, I think, not only for Arnold Schwarzenegger, but also everything else that follows for the culture at the time. Carries on to today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember as a kid in school, they had the Presidential Fitness Award that came after that. And you had to mm-hmm. do a few things. You had to run a mile. You had to do flex arm hang. You had to do so many push-ups, so many sit-ups, and like check all the boxes that were at least, you know, proficient in these categories mm-hmm. before you'd get your award. And I think the mile killed everybody. Like,
yeah, I think I think I may be open to that as long as there are no chin-ups. Like, yeah. That's just not going to happen for me unless there's an assisted chin-up of sorts. That's just never is going to happen. But the rest of it, it's amazing to aspire to. Yeah. And I think what people can accomplish when the limits are removed is astounding. I will also mention an amazing woman I work with at my work. And so she's, you know, bundle of energy, mother of two, lives in Chicago, and she does she competes in swimming. Competitions she does open air swim. She swam between St. Kitts and Nevis Islands.
Wow.
In the Caribbean.
Talk
about courage. And she's going to swim in Chicago River when they open it up for swimming in fall. And she sent us a video of U.S. Nationals for her bracket that she participated in. And this 2-minute, 20-second video, we just got tired looking at her, just watching how she is swimming. And she came in second place. So it's just remarkable, I think, what's possible, the human spirit, body, energy, when we challenge those limitations that may be placed upon us by norms that could quite be outdated. So wow. keep challenging, keep pushing, keep inspiring.
Definitely. Well, let's move into our topic, because I think this will give us a lot to think about. I came across this UC Berkeley professor. His name is Dasher Keltner, PhD, and he has been studying basically how awe transforms our body, our mind, and how cultivating awe in everyday life actually can have amazing effects on you physically, mentally, emotionally. So he wrote a great book called How Awe Awakens. Oh, wait, sorry. That's not the book. He wrote a great book called The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. And in the process of this book, he collected lots and lots of stories from all around the world. There's 26 stories that kind of rose to the top. And he was able to categorize those into what now is known as the 8 sources of awe. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, what they are. The first one that was common across all cultures and really stood out was when you witness what is defined as moral beauty. And that is an extreme act of kindness, an extreme act of selflessness. And that can move you to tears. It can actually give you goosebumps, a physical reaction when you see it, and is one of the most powerful moments of awe. We're just going to go through them quickly, and then we'll kind of circle back. The others are nature. Of course, we've heard a lot about the power of nature. Maybe walking through the redwood forest and just seeing the vast size of those trees in relation to yourself, the Grand Canyon, collective movement when you are in dance. And Muge, I know you love to dance, so collective unison and moving your body with others, music, art, spirituality, the idea of big ideas that are just so mind-blowing. And then lastly, experiencing life and also experiencing or witnessing death is the eight sources of awe. So properly defined, Keltner says, awe is when we experience vast and mysterious things. So Muge, reactions. That was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I've been thinking and reflecting as you are describing, Christine, and I look at it as what invokes a sense of wonder in us, mm-hmm. and the kind of calming, inspiring effect that it has. So couple things there. For me, it is simple things that are around us in the nature, but it takes a moment to pause, look, and appreciate. So as an example, I just love the constant change of magnolias in our backyard. So magnolias are a great tree for Texas. They thrive, beautiful blooms. And every single day, there's a change. It's never the same. Some blooms come about, some pass, the leaves. And you pause and take a look at that. It's just incredible. And the other thing is, I don't think also you have to be present to witness it in person necessarily. You can also read about it. You can hear about it, and it can still inspire that sense of wonder. And what comes to mind for me as you're describing as an example is like what Captain Sully achieved by landing that plane on Hudson River. Mm-hmm. When there was a challenge, like it makes you really wonder and appreciate the moral beauty of it, and how people came together in that moment. And finally, I think what I am also thinking about is children seem to more effortlessly experience awe and sense of wonder, like simple things mm-hmm. captivate their attention. It could be the bug walking or, you know, the end. Point I was about to make is we see this in practice so effortlessly in children, mm-hmm. How they experience awe, wonder in small things. They are captivated by it. They even may be in a flow state as they experience these things. And we may have to try a bit harder as we get mm-hmm. older and we get distracted with a whole lot of other things, including many responsibilities. But even I think witnessing a child experience wonder, it helps us appreciate more.
Absolutely. Kind
of through the eyes of others.
Absolutely. And actually, Keltner found that in his research. He said that we are more apt to experience wonder and a lot of it from the ages of like 0 to 17. Then we have a gap till we get to our 50s that there's less, because it's just your life is busy, right? And he said that he even found that in studying babies that the wonder was so apparent. And one example he used was, you know, you go through a tunnel with the baby in the car seat, and they all of a sudden their faces are like, what's going on? What's going on? Then they come out of the tunnel and they have this huge expression on their face, like just wonder and awe. So, so I think following young people around and experiencing that through their eyes and taking it in yourself is a great way to get more awe in your life. So for me, when I started thinking about this, I remember just, and this is the aspect of experiencing life, you know, when my first daughter was born, just looking at her face in pure amazement and wonder. And I, you know, for a full day, I just was just blown away, wouldn't let kind of wouldn't let nurses take her. You know, I was just like so awestruck at this beautiful little thing. Yeah, so I think that's a wonderful, real personal moment for me. And I think a lot of moms have that, but I'll just never forget it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I think we are deeply moved by it. Mm-hmm. And it becomes etched in our brain, which is wonderful because mm-hmm. when we remember those moments, we are moved again by them.
Yes.
So it is not a one-time thing because they are so deeply personal, meaningful, and it's a wonderful thing to experience. Yes, for sure. Yeah. I think probably many mothers could attest to that. It all speaks to manifestation of nature. Mm-hmm. In a way, right? The cycle of life. Mm-hmm. And how so many beautiful things happen also outside of our control, mm-hmm. But also they mean so much to us individually and collectively. It's a beautiful thing. I was reading this a statement that also made me think in this context, and it's gave me a chuckle too. It said, you know, the only worse thing than getting old is getting boring. So, and I think I'll amend that and say also getting cynical. Mm-hmm. Because if we get into the state, we say, look, I've seen it all. I've done it all. Nothing surprises me anymore. I think when we find ourselves in that state, we really need to break through it because that's when is our opening to experience wonders of life in any ways that are very readily available to us. That's the other thing I love about it, right? Nothing we are talking about is about money. It's not even about time. It's right. it's taking a pause, looking around, and being moved by what is happening around us, whether that is the squirrel moving, the sun rising, sun setting, and someone extending an act of kindness to us or that we hear about. It is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I agree. The other example that comes to mind, and this is a bit of a moral beauty example, is living in the DC area and traveling in and out of the airports. Sometimes you're lucky enough to see what's called an honor flight. Mm-hmm. Do you know what these are?
So no, I don't know what they are.
Okay. The honor flight. It's so amazing. The Veterans Department of Veterans Affairs will provide any veteran in the U.S. or maybe abroad, but I know at least in the U.S., the opportunity to come and visit D.C. and see the memorials. And they pay for the flights, they pay for accommodations. There's programs that happen on the regular that bring in all of these World War II veterans. You know, many of them are wheeled off in wheelchairs. They're assisted by someone that the VA assigns to them. And when they come off, generally they're in, you know, a hat or a uniform, something that acknowledges them. And it's typically 20, 25, or 30 coming off, and everyone claps in the whole airport. And it is so, like, I'll start to cry just thinking about it. And these, you know, older men and women who gave so much, and it's just wonderful to see. Wonderful to see.
It is wonderful to see. I think, Christine, thank you for sharing that. That combines multiple elements of the eight that you mm-hmm. mentioned, right? It is moral beauty, it is music, it is movement, it is unity in sharing and appreciating that experience. And that also made me think why I am so moved by a military march, band, mm-hmm. parade mm-hmm. type of thing, and including college football games.
Yes.
Right, that are uh-huh. known for their pageantry in these big schools. And when there is that, band march, the spirit of students, parents, everyone coming together, you find yourself in this collective of appreciation and you are really moved by it. And mm-hmm. that may even, you know, make you cry at times. So that's a great point. I think putting ourselves deliberately into situations to experience that is pretty amazing. And you just gave a great example. And I think we have another immediate opportunity for our listeners in the United States. We have got 4th of July coming up next week. Mm-hmm. So I think that is another opportunity to experience all with some amazing celebration, appreciation, including some fireworks. That always, definitely, for me, awe-inspiring too.
Yeah, and I love when music is put to the fireworks, yes, too. It just, yes, brings it way up.
Yes, that's right. So I think what we are saying is these 8 elements that you mentioned, they are each powerful, but when they are coming together in a number of combinations, it becomes even more memorable and moving. So yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So there's a couple other things to think about, and we wanted to share, well, what happens to your body? Like, what do you experience? So awe actually reduces daily stressors of life. And what the research found is that it elevates the activation of the vagus nerve and reduces inflammation. There's a famous quote that Emerson said, that there is nothing that nature or awe can't repair. And they're showing that actually this reduced inflammation, you know, does all the great things for your body, reduces the risk of cancer, you know, stress, obviously. And I know these words have come out of my mouth. And when my daughter was born, I was like, I've done everything I can do in this world. Like, this is an amazing moment. I'm, you know, just, and they say, like, yourself, or your, what's basically like, the dissolving of self happens when you see awe, you know, it's just, that's just bigger than you as a person. So what they have done in the labs actually studying people is when they showed people experiencing awe, you know, they had scanners on the brain, and they, you know, measured the different activity from the different areas of the brain, and said basically the default mode network part of the brain, which is your prefrontal cortex, also your posterior cortex, they actually relax. So you're not thinking about yourself, your ego. And if you can think about those 8 sources of awe and times that you've witnessed or seen something, you're really not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about, wow, this is vast. This is big. This is gigantic. I can't believe I'm experiencing this, and lost in the moment.
Amazing. The neuroscience of it, and why it works wonders for the spirit, mind, physically and emotionally. And it stays with you. I think an example also of that is the iconic picture of our planet from space, which was taken at one of the early space flights. You look at that, you know, sort of blue marble spinning in the vastness of space. And I think it may also at times cultivate a sense of appreciation and gratitude as well, because you look at it and you say, oh, that's our planet. That's what we are on. You look at it from the distance, how beautiful and also how fragile it is. So we had better appreciate it, take care of it, enjoy it, and leave it as a better place for the next generation. So I think it is an amazing you know, activation for positive energy and calming in the moment. But I think it also brings a level of perspective potentially that can guide our actions following.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's an important thought. And there, the other thing to think about, and what they found in this research too, which I thought was interesting, is some people are naturally pulled to awe, and some people really have to work to find it. Mm.
Right.
That's probably not a surprise, because there's so many different personalities and, you know, what your DNA and your, you know, your experiences have led you to in life. But, you know, they said that, hey, you know, you could ask someone every day for 14 days, what have you found in terms of awe? And they're like, not what, don't get it. And then you could find someone else who sees awe every single day. and appreciates right. life.
Yeah, that's right. I think that can be the case in a lot of places. I think we talked about in one of our prior episodes on power of smiling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can come naturally to some people. They're smiling all the time, no matter what happens. And for some others, not so much. And, you know, the smile therapy and making yourself smile even when you don't feel like it, but still it creates a positive impact. So I think that's a good point. There are many things that may or may not come to us naturally, but making an effort to give it a go and be open-minded about it can do wonders because, yeah, we need to reduce inflammation and improve longevity. And what better way to do it than experiencing wonder that for all that's going on around us, yes.
Yeah, and you can curate it. So this is one of the recommendations that Keltner says is, even scheduling, finding 10 minutes of awe a week is beneficial. Some of the things that he recommended was playing an album that's really meaningful to you, that really cuts to your core. You feel that like physical and emotional connection to, can create an everyday moment of awe. Taking an awe walk. They have now, you know, guided meditation if you need it to find beauty in nature. Again, 10 minutes is all you need for it to actually make an impact. Lie on a blanket, watch the clouds. At nighttime, watch the stars. Giving yourself that downtime and opportunity to just understand and appreciate the mystery that the world holds for us. Those are all, you know, good examples.
Yeah, very true. And I think, you know, there's we give new levels of appreciation and expression to some of these practices that may naturally be experienced by many others for millennial, but like the notion of forest bathing. I'm like, okay, what is forest bathing? What is that even? But I think it connects up with deliberately experiencing nature when you are in a forest environment. Mm-hmm. Like you said, maybe it's the redwoods, maybe it's something else. It can struck that sense of wonder. So beautiful ways to experience it. I think if nothing else, just pause and look out the window. Mm-hmm. And there is bound to be something out there to help us appreciate what's going on. And the beauty of this is, I think also, we don't have to problem solve it. We don't have to understand it to its fullest extent. And the mystery of it is also what makes it compelling and energizing and inspiring. You know, just looking up at the sky at night. We don't understand all of what's going on, the mysteries mm-hmm. of the universe, but that's what makes it special in a way.
Yes, agree. And that's kind of freeing. You don't have to really right. do too much to yes, just appreciate right. and be one with yes. the big world that is ours.
Yes, that's exactly right. So as we wind down, mm-hmm. what are our specific parting thoughts or suggestions? Christine, you called out some really good ones. Any other thoughts in closing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, going back to the eight sources of awe, moral beauty, nature, collective movement, music, art, spirituality, big ideas, life and death. So think about which ones maybe come more naturally to you. And I would say, you know, pick one and try and for the next week, schedule 10 minutes to just bring more awe into your life. We know it's good for our bodies, good for our minds. And for those who want to go deeper, I would say read the book, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. There's some great stories in there. Another one maybe just to leave on a very, I think, emotionally warming note. One of the stories was a mother who had a daughter and she was born with a club foot, and they experienced her performing a ballet recital flawlessly after much training, after much determination, and just the moral beauty of the others just rallying around this girl and just seeing her shine. I mean, those are the stories that like give you fuel, right? To do anything, to help others be their best self. So that's just one, and there's 25 other stories that folks might be interested in digging into.
That's phenomenal. Thank you for mentioning that, Christine. I think in a world where we are bombarded by negative news, mm-hmm. but that get amplification, social media, digital platforms all serve a purpose, but there's, you know, a lot of it, and it can be stressful. So stepping outside of that to achieve this level of appreciation, even in a fleeting manner, can do wonders, pun intended. And that's an awesome way to think about it and reflect on it. And I think the practice of experiencing it ourselves, and second mm-hmm. level in my mind is how can we help others experience it as well. So that's the challenge I'm going to issue ourselves.
Yeah, I think you'd make a great awe ambassador. I can't wait to see what else people experience for the rest of their day now that you have this challenge.
Yes, that's exactly right. I love that title. I think I may update my LinkedIn profile to include that. That is going to be a very unique one for sure, but an important one for life. So you gave me a big idea. Thank you.
Of course. All right. So with that, I believe we will sign off. Until next time.
Till next time.
Thank you for listening. Our hope is to spark a little joy, inspire, and educate our listeners in ways to live an even more meaningful life. If you have reactions to share from what you've heard, please visit our website, refirement.life, to leave a voice message. You may even be featured in a future episode. To keep in touch, subscribe to our podcast, Refirement Life, using the podcast player of your choice. Always remember, you are never too old to set a new goal or to dream a new dream. Thanks again for joining us on this episode. Until next time.